end up.
Real quick, follow him to the police department.
He's up next. He's up next.
Oh, you gotta go.
Yeah, he's up next.
Yeah, but this is the one.
Do you hear from Dennis Putnam at all?
Yeah, this is auto DQ.
Every now and then, yes, yes. That's who, you know, Dennis basically left, he left.
Cut ties, he's done.
I hear, I see him every now and then, but, you know.
He was great, yeah.
It was, like I said, when I got into doing the permits, it was kinda like, you're learning on your own.
I'm assuming that's your appellant.
Yep, that's your next person.
24-47.
And, yeah, it's been a learning process for the last year or so. This is actually, these are when I first started.
Can you call the case number? Diane, can you call the case number again, please?
24-470. And once again, your officer Rivera.
Officer Rivera, RIVERA, Hampden Police Department.
Thank you, and the brief statement of the case officers.
On July of 2023, the appellant applied for the pistol permit. During that time, he signed a notary stating he was gonna be truthful to what he was putting in his application. During that time, he was arrested and didn't put it on his application.
So, sorry, just. So, was his application accurate?
His application was not accurate at that time.
So, did he go back and amend it, or did he do a new application?
No, what he winded up, I winded up calling him.
Yep.
He came in, and when he just put on his form, he put 2015, I believe, on.
Okay, good, I did see a yes and a yes. Okay, but now, and before you get too far though, but I believe, isn't, doesn't, does he have a conviction for 21A279A1? And anything you wanna mention on that?
That is a disqualifier.
Correct. Did you deny for that?
During the time, it was for undisclosed arrest. Again, during.
What, was that case ongoing at the time? Or is already conviction?
No, that case was a conviction.
Okay, and so, just, I'll cut, so right now, it looks like we have an automatic disqualifier for the conviction, correct?
Yes.
Just trying to help you out.
Should've led with that.
I know, yeah, that would.
Like I said, back in, when I first started, it was a learning process.
Yep.
Now, it's totally clear on certain things, but that's.
Because if he'd known, so you have a conviction for 21A279A1?
I understand that, but at the time, I had applied for the, for my gun license, and I was denied for undisclosed arrest. And at the time, I was actually reaching out to the police officer multiple times. I emailed and I called, trying to find out what my crimes that I had to list, what my application was. And I believe I spoke to you multiple times as well. I have emails and I called a lot. So, I wanted to make sure that everything that I disclosed was appropriate. But I wanna say this, there are some forms that I actually submitted that showed that, that said narcotics, possession of narcotics and stuff like that. And I thought that this would fall under a clean slate erasure, because the thing was, at the time, it was actually declined, like as a felony. That's what it looked like on the paper, it appeared to be. It said narcotics on one of the forms that I had, and I thought that it would be erased with the clean slate erasure after 10 years. So, I actually waited for the clean slate to actually appropriately, like, erase it by itself, but it didn't. So, that's why.
Yeah, it hasn't. So, have you run him recently?
I did run him recently.
And is that still showing up as the conviction, correct?
Yeah.
And so, if you'd like to mention the clean slate law, just to, so right now, you're a prohibited person. You can't get a pistol permit based on that conviction.
Okay.
So.
Yes, because it was the timeframe, you're gonna have to apply to the court, right? Because convictions for the following violations can be erased if you file a petition to the court. You can file this petition with the court, you know, starting in 2022. So, is convictions of violations 21A-279 for possession of less than or equal to 4 ounces cannabis-style substance imposed before January 1st of 2000, and between October 1st, 2015, and June 30th of 2021, so it would fall in there.
I had less than that, and at the time.
You still have to apply to get it.
At the time, I did apply for the clean slate erasure, and I'm still in contact with them now. They haven't heard anything back from them, and I believe that the reason why they did not erase it is because it said narcotics on one of the forms, and I actually had that strip taken off, and that was wrong for like 10 years. If I didn't have a job, I feel like that would have been hindering me from getting a job.
But this is still pending at this time?
No, he has a conviction in 2016. For the 21A279, which is a
disqualifier, and the board can't issue the permit.
I thought that at the time, the clean slate.
Oh, we understand. That's fine. It's confusing. It's confusing to the board. It's confusing to the issuing authority, and it's confusing to you.
Exactly. Like I was trying to say, that I believe that it would have been erased if it was not narcotics on one of my forms. There are forms. I'm actually looking for it right now. I must have mixed it up.
The fact remains, it has not been erased.
No, it has not, but I'm actually still working on it.
So this is an automatic disqualification.
When did you run him?
I just ran him recently, the other day.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a review. It still shows his code.
No, he would have had the notification if it had been erased. He would have got a response from an applicant.
So we could not grant your application, given that disqualifier. So
what do I do from this stuff? Like, I'm actually trying to get in contact with the clean slate, but there seems to be no one I can speak to. There's no one I can.
We don't really have anything to do with that.
You're actually doing the right things. Go to the website. There's some information there. It may be frustrating. I know they're not caught up on some cases are erased automatically, and they're still not, maybe. So, but some you have to apply for.
I got you. But can
it takes a little work.
Form, though, because like I said, I believe that it would have been erased. Mm-hmm. Just like everything else was erased on my background. But this one form right here, it has been redacted and everything. I actually had to get a certified copy and everything just to show that it was showing another narcotic. And I didn't have any possession of narcotics at the time.
We sympathize with your frustration, but as a board, we're sitting here with the conviction on the record.
The date. That's not bad. Do you remember when you ran it?
I just ran it the other day. I should say it right there. It was 2 days ago, I think.
Okay. It's not showing up in the official anymore.
No. Oh.
That's why I was just asking.
I just ran it like 2 days ago.
Okay.
That's from 2 days ago.
So that being the case,
I did submit paperwork that I actually have the clean slate. I applied for that about last year.
And I understand, but.
And I haven't heard anything back from them yet. And like I said, I believe the only reason why they have not contacted me or talked to me about this issue is because that it was stated as a narcotic and it didn't fall under the clean slate erasure. Now that I have it redacted as a narcotic, no, there wasn't any possession of narcotics at the time. That I believe that it had, and that was just before the erasure. But now, like, I feel like this lapse of all this paperwork and me having the appeal now is just, I'm not sure who to contact.
Yeah, no, just one.
Can you contact the court? Is that a question?
No, we're just looking on the date for the.
It seems like what you have to do is complete that process.
This is, I couldn't see the date that you ran it on here.
I'm surprised it doesn't show here. I said I just ran it.
And then you could reapply for a fifth of time. But it isn't something.
I believe that I have completed everything from my end. And I even moved with the backbone, this narcotic charge. I believe I've done everything in my power to actually do what I was supposed to do. And I'm waiting right now.
But you need
I'm
action.
Patiently waiting, and I'm trying to figure out. Yep. Going on. This appeal has come like really quick, abruptly. My original appeal date was actually 2026. So this is actually, I'm trying to figure everything out as I go. And I have been stacked with not a lot of time to try to get everything. Like,
understood. But it's basically out of our hands today. Right. So I mean, we can either finish the hearing and deny you, or you can withdraw it, solve your problems with the court, okay, and then reapply.
So
you'll withdraw your appeal today?
Sounds
We're sorry, but the way the records are, we have no choice.
But when you complete that process, then you could reapply and...
Immediately, I don't have to wait any time for...
You have to wait a year from...
No, not from...
No, from original application.
No, you can...
You're well past.
You can reapply immediately.
Okay.
You have to year from your original application, so that year is already up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Like I said, I'm still stuck.
Sorry about that, because you were so nervous.
Yes, I am.
I...
Nancy? Thank you for the time, I appreciate you even putting the table.
No, that's, yeah, no, I actually made sure that there was no objection on hand, and so it was fine, but unfortunately, it didn't work out.
No, it did not. All right.
You're doing the right things, you'll get there.
Trying.
You'll get there.